You're listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.
So good. So back to this integrated product suite concept. You have your book, which is a great value. I mean, when people think, oh my gosh, they can sit down and learn, you know, incredible things for you for $15. I mean, it's like mind blowing. But then you did it well, where we created essentially this buyer's journey, where it goes from book to course. And I, you know, I'm going to use this time to teach people a little bit, because the course is 500.
Yeah, 497.
497. Then it moves up to a masterclass, which is retail, I think, like 10. And then at times you go down to 5.
Yeah. So it was a 1-day event that for all attendees, it was $10,000 to attend that day. And then we share the replay of it for $49.97.
That's so good. So I love how this is going, folks. I want you to realize this, okay? Because this is Apple's one of the most valuable companies on planet Earth. And the reason why is because they have an integrated product suite. They have iTunes for free. Then they have a MacBook Pro, you know, iPod, iPad, Apple Watch, AirPods. I mean, you know, this is why they're one of the most valuable brands on planet Earth. The lifestyle investor is an integrated product suite. And you said it, and by the way, here's my book, but one of them, it's only a proof copy, but your book is not a business card. You had people say, Justin, just write your business card. You know, and then send it to people. But then you move up to the mastermind. And the mastermind, I know you have a huge desire for that. So it's obviously producing value. What's the price on that?
So the mastermind's $50,000 a year, and we're currently capped right now. We have a wait list even for that. Which not in a million years did I think that was gonna be the case. But
I mean, a year ago you didn't have a mastermind.
That's right.
Now you have a wait list, 100 people, 50K. And in this mastermind, I want people to realize, like, you're not just saying, oh, it's 50K. You're really creating value for these people. They're getting access to deals that are not commonplace.
Yeah. I mean, it's all deals that your average investor is not going to get. You know, in my book, I call them invisible deals.
Yeah.
Deals that just are off the beaten path that our typical retail investor would never get access to. And so it's really kind of a fun thing to see just how giddy people get having these opportunities. They're like, I never thought this would exist. Like,
yeah.
How do you do this? How is this out there? And I never knew it was there. And so it's interesting, because all the people that were in my 1-day event, that really kicked off the mastermind.
Ooh, that's good. That's the strategy right there. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so I opened up, you know, hey, if you like this 1-day event, I'm going to continue this for, you know, for a year. And so they were up for renewal. So like the 1-year mark, literally, it's like right now.
Yeah.
And we've had 90% of them renew. So I know that, they are getting just a high level of value. Otherwise, they wouldn't renew.
That's absolutely
too
true.
Too high of a price point to renew otherwise.
Okay, then let's go to the final step. Because I remember when we were mapping this whole thing out, you kind of threw a dart against the wall, maybe. I mean, I'll let you tell the story. But I think you said 250K to be a lifestyle investor, a lifestyle lion. Talk about that. And what was that, just the craziest, scariest thing to set something at 250?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, you know, Carrie, in my mind, I was like, man, I wonder if this price point makes sense. But then at the same time, I've been on the opposite side. So I've been the guy that has hired coaching.
Ooh.
And I mean, I've paid a lot of money over the years. If I think about my education of, dollars I spent to the University of Illinois where I graduated, or dollars that I spent with the Tony Robbins organization, or, you know, coaches that I brought on one-on-one. And so, I mean, I've easily spent over $250,000 just on coaching and education. And so if there's a way that someone can get a return to recoup those dollars, then I think that there's probably a market there. And so I remember I was a little, you know, hesitant with throwing that out there. And it's funny because the first person that I shared it with, they didn't bat an eye. And it wasn't even like, what? It was like, well, let me ask you some questions about that. And I answered those questions and it was like, okay, let's do it. And so that's when immediately when I knew that I was onto something. And since then, kind of what I provide has grown. And so, you know, people will pay anywhere from, you know, most people now are going to be at a starting point of $500,000 for the year. And it's all paid in full. These are all clients that pay for a year of services ahead of time, on up to $1 million a year. And I had every client renew last year. So I don't have any additional room.
And that's the wait list.
Trying to scale it.
You got the wait list. So people, I mean, this is nuts. And yet it's not. You know, you've done the work. You're providing the value. People are saying, oh my gosh, I want to be in. Please let me be in. I think you and I chatted that, you know, some people have never been told no their whole life, or wait. How fun is that?
Well, you know, I don't take joy in necessarily watching other people not get what they want, but there are some people who have a really big ego that show up and they just think that they own the world. And it is nice to just remind them that, you know, that way of living, maybe that way of showing up, isn't the most conducive to getting what they want.
Yeah. You have to be kind. You have to be generous, coachable, all these things. So Justin, I love this because, you know, whether it's someone saying they're going to charge someone $25, you know, I mean, you and I kind of, we shared our backstories, but you didn't come from huge wealth. I certainly didn't. The first time you make your first sale, I mean, whether it's, it doesn't matter the amount, right? It just matters that someone is saying yes. And then it just gets bigger and bigger. So have you seen this trajectory where, you know what, the game is still the game, but you're just, it's a bigger price tag.
Yeah. And that's really where I think things get fun. Like, I want to help people get to the point that money is a game. It truly is just a fun place. And you're not stressing about how bills are going to get paid. And some people, that is their life. That is their reality. And I'd love to, you know, help shift the mindset away from that. But it gets really exciting when people get to a point where it's, when it becomes fun, it becomes a game, then there's this, the grip to like the scarcity mindset and holding on to money and inaction because you're unsure what to do. That stuff loosens its grip.
Yes.
And you start showing up from more of an abundant standpoint of, hey, it's not that this is the only money I have. It's that there are a lot of ways to make money.
Yes.
And there are a lot of ways that I can get this money to make money as well. And so when your mindset shifts, everything shifts. I mean, that's the game changer. It's not the investments, though they will help. It's first the mindset to get someone in a place to be able to do things different than how they're doing them today.
I love this. Let's go into lightning round. We have 3 minutes left. Justin, God brought you into my life for a cool reason. You were my first ever private client. And I didn't tell you that at the time. I mean, certainly I'd helped Dan Sullivan and all kinds of big people, but you know, you were the first guy where I kind of said, hey, let's build out everything that you need. You know, you need a course, we'll do that. You need audiobook, we'll do that. So now I have a near waiting list for private clients. So you've blessed me in the sense of watching, but we got to talk about this in the lightning round here. Working with me wasn't free. And I want people to realize, like, you had a price at first. And I remember you and I chatting early on in the process. You're like, I just bought this. I hired this person. I did this. And you're like, I hope I get an ROI. And now, of course, it's like, oh my gosh, look at the ROI. But talk about that faith, that step of that gut check where it's like, you have to invest before you get the return. Cause that's a scary thing for a lot of people.
Yeah, it is. And especially when you're in the space of writing a book, there's all these ancillary expenses that, you know, stuff comes up that you just don't anticipate. Stuff ends up being more than what you anticipate. But for me, I just like to rationalize it. So if I've got to pay X dollars to you, Carrie, or your team, or anyone, then it's, well, what needs to happen to recoup that cost? Like, how do I get to a break even on that? Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be right out of the gates. It could be a year down the road or 2 years down the road. But is there a break even point? How likely is that? And if I fast tracked it, if I did anything to kind of help accelerate that, how would I feel? Like, what if I actually recouped it in 2 months? Then is this a good decision? So I try to make decisions based on the likelihood of recouping those dollars. And when something is a low enough cost, or the likelihood is that I'll get enough people to purchase whatever that is, then I like to move forward.
That's so.
Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.